Amen and amen. Turn around, greet somebody, welcome someone, then you can go ahead and be seated. Thank you, Lord. If you would please open your Bibles to the 103rd Psalm. Psalm 103. Let me get there with you as well. Psalm 103. Thank you, Jesus. I want to read something to you first before we get into this scripture. I want to read a story. It's not an essay, it's a story. This is the story of a poor man from England in the early 20th century who desperately wanted to see America. He needed to have enough money to buy a ticket to travel there on an ocean liner. He scrimped and saved until he finally had all the money with a little left over. He used the remaining funds to buy some cheese and crackers so that he would have something to eat on the trip. During the meal times aboard the ship, he would walk by the opulent dining rooms. He would gaze longingly at the people eating delicacies beyond description. From appetizers to entrees to desserts, he viewed the people eating and enjoying themselves. He would then return to his little cabin and eat his cheese and crackers. The ship finally arrived in New York Harbor after a long 10-day journey. While the man was taking in the vista of the New York skyline, one of the ship's officers approached him. He said, "Is there anything that we've done to offend you?" "Oh, no," the man replied. "It's been a wonderful trip." "Well, the reason I ask is that we've noticed that you've not joined us for any of the wonderful meals that we've had." "Well, the reason is simple. I only had enough money to pay for my ticket. I didn't have enough to eat in the dining rooms." The officer was shocked. He looked at the man in disbelief. "Sir, I'm very sorry. All your meals were included in your ticket." So many Christians are living on a measly diet of cheese and crackers when everything God has been theirs all the time. They are completely unaware of what actually belongs to them. They are totally unfamiliar with what is covered by their covenant. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. Covered by the covenant. Covered by the covenant. Before we look at Psalm 103, let me read a couple of scriptures to you to set this up. You and I have covenant benefits. Covenant benefits. What you have in your lap here are the articles of the covenant that we have with God. They're all listed in there. They all belong to us. And we have those covenant benefits. And so many people don't realize, like that man on that ship, he did not realize that the meals were included in the ticket. He could have gone in there and eaten anything he wanted. He had the freedom to do so, but he didn't realize it. He didn't understand it. He didn't comprehend it. And you can write these scriptures down, but in Hosea 4:6, and this is the King James Version / the Pastor George translation, "My people are destroyed or cut off from their covenant benefits for a lack of knowledge about their covenant." You know, I can remember when I was first saved. I was a baby in the Lord. I was 19 years old, 1972, the summer of 1972. And I can remember going to a church, beginning to learn about things that I'd never heard of before. But I was developing in that, and I was growing in it. As each week would go by, and really each month would go by, I would begin to see more and more. What was happening? My covenant was being laid out before me. Then, when I went to Oral Roberts University, I started dating Terry. I started finding out about Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and the messages that they preached. I heard about Kenneth E. Hagin. I'm learning more. I'm learning more about the covenant that I have with God. Then I came here to work, and I've spent a lifetime devouring this word. It set me free. It made me free. There are things that I was told and things that people said to me about healing and saying, you don't know if it's God's will for you to be healed or not. I remember those words. I remember people say it was a big question mark. Faith stops at the question mark. But faith begins where the will of God is known. And I had question marks about things, understanding that I did not have. But as the years went by, I learned more and more and more. And you know what? I'm still learning. We have to still learn. We have to still devour the Word of God and learn more about what He has for us that's available to us. There is more, you know. There is more that belongs to us. But it says, my people are destroyed, or they're cut off from their covenant benefits for a lack of knowledge about their covenant with God. Proverbs 29:11 in the Amplified PGT, Pastor George translation. Where there is no vision, no revelation of God and our covenant benefits, the people perish. But he who keeps the law, or he who knows and acts on God's covenant benefits, blessed, happy, fortunate, enviable is he. So we see here, there's a difference. There's an education that we need to have where our covenant benefits are concerned. Where there is a redemptive revelation of our covenant benefits, the people prosper and flourish. Where there is a redemptive revelation of our covenant benefits, the people prosper and flourish. The articles of the covenant, rights, privileges, responsibilities of that covenant that God has given to us. And as I look at Psalm 103, I see a perfect example of what belongs to us in our covenants. What are some of the covenant benefits that we have? In verse 1 of Psalm 103, this is the New King James Version with the Pastor George sprinkled into it. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Say, everything in me is blessed. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his covenant benefits. Not one. Not one. And you know what? He begins to list them out here. He forgives all your iniquities. That's a covenant benefit. To be able to be forgiven of things that have been done. Things that have been done to you. Things that have been said to you. To be able to forgive those iniquities and to be forgiven of those iniquities. It goes on. Who heals all of your diseases. We have a covenant of health. You and I have a covenant of health. That covenant makes us one with him. And everything that is his belongs to us. Another one, who redeems your life from destruction. We have a covenant of protection. You and I are protected. We're protected from coronavirus. We're protected from attack. We're protected from all of those things that the enemy would try to attack us with. We have a covenant with God and we are protected. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Crown means to be surrounded with. I am surrounded with his loving kindness and his tender mercies. And then it says, he satisfies our mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. We have a covenant with God. And in that covenant, he has given us words. Words of health. Words of wealth, words of protection that we speak over ourselves, and especially those words of health that he speaks over us, that we speak over ourselves. Those words of health, what do? They renew our youth like the eagles. Say, I'm getting younger and younger every day. We have something that we don't allow in our home. Old man noises. Pastor Terry will not let me get away with old. You know what an old man noise is? No old man noises. Mm-mm. My youth is renewed like the eagles. You have to decide that. You have to decide whether or not you're old, worn out, tired. Sounds like a commercial. Yeah. Take Geritol. So our youth is renewed like the eagles. Come on, we are innovating, if you will, in the Word of God. Innovating and digging out and finding out in the same way that scientists are looking for things. The scientists, the doctors are looking for new cures. We should be start discovering new things in the Word of God that will help us to be strong and walk the walk of faith that He's called us to walk. Just like the Word of the Lord came through Brother Copeland about this year. He said, 2020 will be a year of great change. Well, I take that. I'm changing. It's a year of great change. I'm happier than I've ever been. I'm changing. I'm stronger than I've ever. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Let the weak say, I am strong. I am not overwhelmed. I'm not overwhelmed. But I'm strong in the Lord. So wonderful and magnificent changes in the kingdom of God in the earth. Changes that will come because of insights, ideas, and concepts directly from Jesus to His church by His mighty Spirit. Listen to this. Glorious concepts of how His laws work. The laws governing increase in financial prosperity. The laws of the Spirit that release miracles and divine healings and manifestations of His almighty power in the earth. New concepts of His love. New concepts of His love, His very person, for He is love, and insights into the true power and the strength of His joy. So there are some things that we need to know about. There are some things that we have not plumbed the depths of yet. The more we know about our covenant benefits, the more confidence we will have in believing God for every need to be met. I'll leave that up there for a moment as I look for something here. The more we know about our covenant benefits, what belongs to us, the more confidence we'll have, the more confidence you have in believing God for every need to be supplied. Confidence rises up. A covenant man, a covenant woman, they know their covenant in Him. In the scripture that the Lord just dropped into my heart from 1 John 5:14, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His covenant. Now it says His will, but His will is His word, and His word is His covenant. So this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to that covenant, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. So the more we know of those covenant benefits, the more confidence we'll have in believing God for every need to be met. Look at Psalm 25. Psalm 25. He is not hiding His covenant from us. He's not hiding His covenant from us. Again, religion talks about how God will keep things covered up. He'll hold them back from you because you know we don't deserve to have that. We don't deserve to have that kind of information for us. But God, His eyes are going throughout the whole earth searching for somebody who will believe Him and stand on His covenant. Yes. He's looking. He's out there looking. And he doesn't hide it. He doesn't keep it back. That's what religion says. But it says here in Psalm 25 and verse 14, this is the New King James, the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. It's available. It's free to any one of us who would take the time to research it, dig it out, find it, bring it to the front, and then begin to believe it. I have to tell you, I go back to this whole issue of the time when people were saying to me, well, you never know, you really don't know about whether or not it's God's will for you to be healed. I remember the day I was set free from that. I remember the day that I heard that by his stripes I was healed. And that's part of my redemption of what Jesus did for me. I remember that day. The light came on and I was a free man. And that's the way we should be living every day. Every day you discover his mercies are new every morning. So every day there's something. There's something about his covenant that you hadn't seen before. There's something about his will that you hadn't known before. And it just keeps building and building and building and building. And he says he will show them his covenant. It says in the Amplified Translation, this is really nice. The secret of the sweet, satisfying companionship of the Lord have they who fear, revere, and worship him. And he will show them his covenant and reveal to them its deep inner meaning. Well, those kinds of insights and things, those are just for Kenneth Copeland, Gloria Copeland. That's for Pastor George and Terry. Uh-uh. No. No. God is no respecter of persons. And whatever you press into. And that's why he gives us a prophet like Brother Copeland to get on the topic of the covenant like he is, so that we can learn more about it. He was telling us today, and here's a man that for 53 years has been studying the covenant. And he told us the other day, he said, George, I'm seeing things I've never seen before about the covenant. Well, we want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. Let me read this scripture to you. This is Psalm 34, 9 and 10. And this is the Amplified Pastor George translation. It says, O fear the Lord, you his saints, revere and worship him. For there is no want to those who truly revere and worship him with godly fear. The young lions lack food and suffer hunger. But they who seek, inquire of, and require the Lord by right of their need and on the authority of his word, which contains all the articles of his covenant, and because of that covenant, none of them shall lack any beneficial thing. There's no lack in the covenant whatsoever. Everything is covered. Everything is covered. Say, covered by the covenant. It's all covered. Here's another one. Write this down. Psalm 84:11. Psalm 84:11. And it says, this is New King James, Pastor George. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing, or you could put in there, no covenant benefit will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So as we walk in the righteousness of God and keep ourselves pure and holy before him, we have a better entrance into being able to see those things in his covenant. But he said, no good thing will he withhold from them. No good thing, no covenant benefit that belongs to you, he does not withhold them from you. And I like this one in James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift. And I put down there every covenant benefit, every good gift, every perfect gift is a, those are the covenant benefits. Those are the articles of what belong to us. And I really believe that when I first listened to the word of God that I've heard from here, that's one of the major things that I began to understand. I found out about the authority that I had as a believer. That I didn't have to let the devil run roughshod over me. But I could take the word of God, stand on it, walk it out to victory, and walk all over the devil. I am very wealthy in him. Very wealthy. How about you? Do you dare say that? Go ahead. Very wealthy. Very wealthy in him. Every good gift, every perfect gift, or every covenant benefit is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness. You know, he doesn't wake up one morning and say, I think I'll take back about 500 of those covenant benefits. He's not moody that way. There's no variable nor shadow of turning in him. So we need to know, first of all, that we do have covenant benefits. Second, you need to know that God is not hiding that from you. He's not keeping it from you. Some people think that. Some people have that mentality. Some people really believe. And I've heard people talk about that. I've heard people say that. And I know that there's more available to us as he takes us into that wealthy place with him. Well, turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Our covenant covers every aspect of our lives. The Word of God, the covenant that we have, it covers every aspect of your life. You name the issue, and there is a covenant promise to deal with that issue. There is not one thing in this room or those people that are watching. There is not one thing that is so impossible to God that there is no way to figure it out. There's no answer in the covenant, in the articles, the scrolls of the covenant. There's not one thing, not one, say not one. Not one issue, not one problem, not one circumstance that is not covered in that covenant. It's there. It's there. It is absolutely there. I know that when something is brought to the throne room and God is sitting there and the angels are around him and they say, boss, we got something that came up on earth. And I'd never heard that one before. We hadn't figured that one out. Have you ever seen this? And God looks at it and goes, I had never seen anything like this myself. I have no idea. I have no idea how to handle that. I have no idea how to deal with that. That's the way some people think. That's the way they think. And what happens is the lack of a righteousness consciousness keeps us back from stepping into the fullness of the covenant that we have with him. That shame, that failure, that thing that happened or what took place keeps you back from really having a full, wide open relationship with him, meditating on how much he loves you. I mean, that's one of the most foremost things of the covenant that we have, the covenant of love. He will not give up. He will not quit on you and me. And we have full freedom to come before the throne of God. Full freedom to come. You know, hold your place there in 2 Peter. Let me look, find this. In Hebrews chapter 4, it says in verse 16, Hebrews 4:16. Let us come boldly under the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace and discover the benefits of our covenant to help us in our time of need. Now listen to what the Amplified Bible says. I've written it down real tiny in my Bible, but it says, let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God's favor, that we may receive mercy for our failures. We have mercy for our failures and find grace to help in good time for every need. Every need. Say every need. Every need. Appropriate help. Well-timed help. Coming just when we need it. Now that's covenant talk right there. That's covenant talk. Mercy for our failures. Oh my. Oh my. To get away from a failure mentality and to focus on him, to look to him, to thank Him. He's so good. He's so good to me. I'm telling you, the Lord is so good to me. He, Holy Spirit, helps me all the time. All the time. You know, we've had, lately, we've been having different ones come up here and receive the offering. And I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I've got some guys that we have coming up here to do the offering. Young guys, they're in training. They're in training. Holden Hanley did an amazing offering message during Miracles on the Mountain when he walked by me. Amen. Where's Holden? There he is. And everything you did in prayer, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But see, he's one of the guys that are coming up, and they're learning and they're developing. And when he walked by me after he did the offering, I had him come down to me. I said, give me those notes. I want those notes. I need those notes. Well, so we've been putting together a list of different ones. And I thought in my mind, I was thinking that today was not my day. I didn't think I was supposed to do offering this morning. And very early this morning, about 6 o'clock, I got the email of the service flow, and I was going down through it, and I saw my name next to the offering. I had not thought about it. It was not in my mind. And I just sat there for a moment and went, whoa, wait a minute. And then I said, Holy Spirit, what do I do? Bang! Dropped it from heaven. What you heard for offering this morning, that came like that. I needed some appropriate help. I needed some well-timed help coming just when I need it. And I was so blessed by my offering this morning. It just blessed. If I were Billy Burke, I would have said it blessed my socks off. But anyway. So our covenant covers every aspect of our lives. Look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. I'll read it to you from the Amplified Translation. And just get ready. It's a mouthful. It's power-packed. It is everything that you might need in your life. And that's the way we have to come before the Father in prayer, knowing that. Because how often have you gotten under the pressure of all of the things that have to be decided and all of the things that have to be done? And that pressure just sits on you, and you spend time worrying when you could have spent time praying in the Spirit and then interpreting what you needed. And this is the thing that the Lord's been helping me on, especially these last three years, as Pastor Terry have been leading the ministry, doing the church and Bible school and all of that. People look at us and go, how are you guys doing it? I'm telling you, it's the mercy and the grace and the glory of God. And just being able to walk this out I'm hearing from the Lord things and direction. And whenever there's a question that comes up, I've got a covenant with Him, and He's going to show me what to do. I have that confidence. I've got that confidence. And I can tell a change. I can tell a change in me. Something's going on. Something's happening. And I can tell there's a change on the inside, because as opposed to how I handled this job back in 1988, 99 through 95, I lost a lot of sleep. I sleep like a baby now. I mean, I just fall. Ask Pastor Terry. I mean, she'll be talking to me and I'm like, gone. Just gone. And just sleep and have dreams, and it's just wonderful. And I wake up, and sometimes I wake up, and you know, there are things that we face or things that we're dealing with. But the first thing that comes to my mind, thank you, Holy Ghost, for your information. Thank you for that classified information that you're delivering to me about how to handle this today. And I get excited. I get up and I'm just thrilled at the Lord. It takes a few minutes, but I'm thrilled at the Lord and what He's doing. So we see here in 2 Peter 1, Amplified, may God's grace, His favor, and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity, and freedom from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts, be multiplied in you. that grace be multiplied in you. I have a grace to be a pastor. I have a grace to be a CEO. I have a grace to be a husband. I have a grace to be a father. I have a grace to be a grandfather. One day I'll have a grace to be a great-grandfather. That grace, it's on us. And the Holy Spirit will show you. He'll reveal if you just take some time. And just like this morning, I'm sitting there and I thought I was done. I thought I was ready to go. I mean, wrapped it up, shut my notebook. That's a wrap. And then I looked at that and I went, whoop. But no panic. No panic. There are people that have panic attacks. Panic attacks. It just overwhelms them. And it's so good to be able to stay. And sometimes something will start to try to rise up in me. I'll get that little flutter on the inside. But it's so much different than it was before. See, I've taken my stand in that. I've decided there's a better way to live. There's a higher way to live. There's a happier way to live than what I was living. So things will start happening. And say, oh, I'm not taking that care. I will not take that care. Jesus, as part of my covenant with him, takes the care. He's the great caretaker. And he takes that care. And I don't take it. I don't receive it. I don't walk in it. And I'll just, if there's something that I'm facing, I'll just sit there and I'll pray in the Holy Ghost. I'll just start walking. And at some point in that, it drops out of heaven into my spirit. I know what to do. I know what to do. I know what to do. And I've trained myself to stop saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle this. I don't know what to do about it. That has been stricken from the record of my confession. No, I say I have the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God, that's part of my covenant. The wisdom of God is an article of your covenant. And the wisdom of God is the principal thing. And with all of my getting, I get wisdom. I get wisdom. And sometimes I'm like thinking about Solomon. And when Solomon was facing that situation and he turned and he said, hand me a sword. Hand me a sword. And got to the bottom of that situation. Well, that's available to us. That belongs to us. So if there's a panic attack that's trying to rise up on the inside, you take authority over it in the name of Jesus. I don't panic because I'm strong in the Lord. Devil, get off of me in Jesus' name. So, freedom from fears, agitating passions, moral conflict be multiplied in you. The full, personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. For his divine power has bestowed upon us all things that are requisite and suited to life and godliness through the full, personal knowledge of him who called us by and to his own glory and excellence. By means of these things, he's bestowed upon us his precious and exceedingly great promises so that through them you may escape by flight the moral decay, the rottenness, the corruption that is in the world because of covetousness, lust, and greed, and become sharers and partakers of the divine nature. You ought to take some time today and look at 2 Peter 1, 2 through 4 in the Amplified Translation and meditate on it. Because it said, very simply it says in the King James, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory. Through his covenant, all things that pertain to life and godliness have been given to us, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious articles of the covenant. Say, covered by the covenant. I'm covered by the covenant. Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing or covenant benefit in the heavenly places in Christ. Everything is covered by our covenant with God. There is no fine print and nothing's excluded. Unlike most insurance coverage or warranties, God is not trying to find loopholes for him to get out of covering us. Say, I'm covered. Say, I'm covered. I'm covered. Let me just read this to you. I just wrote down a few of our covenant benefits. We have a covenant of wealth. It says, and this is where I've got some things from Holden speaking the other day. I'm sitting in my chair getting so excited about this. We have a covenant of wealth. Deuteronomy 8:18. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. We have a covenant of peace. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Isaiah 54:10. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. We have a covenant of miracles. Miracles. There are physical miracles. There are financial miracles. There are relational miracles. Exodus 34:10, the New Living. Listen, I'm making a covenant with you in the presence of all your people. I will perform miracles that have never been performed anywhere in all the earth or in any nation. And all the people around you will see the power of the Lord, the awesome power that I will display for you. And then it says in Ephesians 2:11, we have covenants. Covenants of promise. Covenants, plural. Ephesians 2:11, therefore remember that you once were Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, say, but now, yeah. Come on now, but now, musicians, make your way up on that cue. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. The blood of the covenant has brought us near to him. Our covenants of promise cover the entire scope of our lives. Spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, politically, relationally, everything. And I'll give you this last scripture reference. We're going to take communion, our covenant ceremony. We're going to lay hold on everything because it's covered. It's covered. Whatever it is that is going on in your life right now, it is covered completely by the covenant that we have with God. And this one last verse, Luke 15:31. The prodigal son, his father welcomed him home and put the robe on him, the ring, killed the fatted calf. I mean, just accepted him back. And the brother was jealous of what his younger brother, I guess, did. And he was complaining to his father. You've never given me a kid. And the father said this. And I was reading this one day, and it just so went off on the inside of me. It was really something. And he said to him, son, you are always with me. Now listen, all that I have is yours. I believe he's talking to us right now. All that I have is yours. In my covenant, he's saying, all that I have, everything is available to you. His covenant provides whatever we need today. So as we receive communion, we'll receive it in remembrance of our covenant rights, our privileges, our benefits. Remember, we are covered by the covenant.